Welcome. Today, we are looking at how to effectively monitor safety infrastructure using rupture disk indicators and burst detection sensors. Why is real-time monitoring so critical once a disk performs its function?
A rupture disk that opens has done its job. It has protected the plant from an overpressure event that could have caused structural damage or injury. But when it opens, which almost always happens instantaneously with no visible warning, someone needs to know immediately. This is where the rupture indicator comes in. It is a monitoring device that signals the disk's activation electronically, allowing operators to respond quickly, shut down the process if necessary, and replace the device before the plant is left unprotected. Before exploring the different sensor technologies, let's look at the key takeaways. A rupture indicator is not an optional accessory, but an integral part of the protection system. It signals disk activation in real time, reducing the risk of operating a plant without passive overpressure protection. The four main types are electric, magnetic, inductive, and optic fiber sensors. The right choice depends on operating pressure, process type, ATEX zone compatibility, PLC or SCADA integration, and whether sensor reuse after activation is required.
You mentioned that a rupture disk is an invisible, single-use device. Why exactly does a plant face significant risks if it operates without an indicator?
Because a rupture disk makes no sound, changes no color, and produces no external signal visible from outside the vessel. In the vast majority of cases, an activation occurs suddenly during an abnormal process event, like a pressure spike, a reaction runaway, or an unexpected downstream blockage. The operator at the control panel sees nothing. In a context where production shifts last hours and physical inspection of every device is not continuous, the time between disk opening and its discovery can be significant. In the chemical, pharmaceutical, or oil and gas sectors, this interval carries real risks. Process fluid may escape, pressure may settle at dangerous levels for downstream pipework, or the process itself may undergo uncontrolled alterations. An indicator resolves this problem at the root by signaling the event the exact millisecond it occurs.
Let's look at the actual hardware. What is the general operating principle shared by these sensors?
Regardless of the specific technology, all rupture indicators share a common principle. When the rupture disk opens, it physically modifies a sensing element positioned in its proximity, and this modification generates a signal. There are no complex mechanical movements and no active electronics in contact with the process fluid, ensuring maximum simplicity and reliability. The signal generated is transmitted via cable to a control panel, PLC, or SCADA system. From there, it can trigger a visual or audible alarm, record the timestamp of the event, or initiate an automatic process shutdown sequence. The indicator itself is a pure signaling device, leaving every subsequent operational decision to the operator or the plant's control logic.
The industry relies on four distinct sensor types. Can you walk us through the features of electric and magnetic indicators first?
The electric indicator is the most widely used type. It consists of a thin conductive membrane applied to the surface of the disk or integrated into the holder assembly. The circuit is normally closed during regular operation, and when the disk opens, the membrane breaks along with it, interrupting the circuit to generate an alarm. It is a consumable sensor that must be replaced with the disk, but it is highly reliable and easily certified for ATEX zones using intrinsically safe, low-voltage circuits. The magnetic indicator, on the other hand, is completely external to the disk and does not come into contact with the process fluid. It uses a magnetic element connected to the disk. When the disk deforms and opens, the magnetic element moves, and the external sensor detects this field variation. Its primary advantage is reusability. It doesn't break during activation and can be recovered, making it perfect for plants with frequent replacements or highly corrosive fluids.
What about the other two types? When should an engineer opt for inductive or optic fiber indicators?
The inductive indicator is developed specifically for applications where the disk operates under sub-atmospheric conditions, such as partial or full vacuum, where other sensor types might be unreliable due to very low differential pressures. It is a robust solution that remains free of contact with the fluid and excels in environments with high vibration or extreme temperatures. The optic fiber indicator is the most specialized type, transmitting a light signal through an optical fiber integrated into the disc assembly. When the fiber breaks upon disc activation, transmission ceases and the system records the event. This technology is completely immune to electromagnetic interference. This makes it the ideal choice for environments with high electrical noise, ATEX zones with highly reactive group IC gases like hydrogen or acetylene, and applications requiring maximum detection sensitivity over considerable distances.
With four technologies available, what technical and operational factors should guide the final selection process?
The choice depends on a combination of factors. First, consider ATEX zone compatibility. Flammable environments require intrinsically safe electric circuits or spark-free solutions like optic fiber. Second, evaluate the operating pressure. Vacuum or sub-atmospheric applications generally prefer inductive sensors, while standard pressures are easily covered by electric types. Third, assess sensor reusability. If frequent disc replacements occur, the magnetic type offers a clear operational advantage, provided you have the specific holder geometry to house the sensor. Finally, verify compatibility with your existing control systems, checking voltage, current, and signal specifications to ensure a smooth digital integration.
To conclude, how does centralizing these burst detection sensors transform a simple reactive alarm into a predictive maintenance strategy?
An integrated rupture indicator becomes a valuable data asset. The activation timestamp recorded by the SCADA system allows you to correlate overpressure events with specific operating conditions. If a disc opens repeatedly within a short period, it signals that the disc's burst pressure might be too close to the operating pressure, or that process dynamics require a design review. Centralizing alarms from all indicators across a network of rupture discs and explosion venting panels provides a real-time view of your entire passive protection layout. This improves event traceability and supports regulatory audits, which is especially vital in pharmaceutical and fine chemical sectors, where documenting process events is a strict GMP requirement. Donadon SDD manufactures a complete range of these indicators, ensuring complete overpressure protection from the earliest design stages.
Thank you. Connecting passive safety devices to the plant's digital brain is clearly what shifts industrial risk management from reactive firefighting to data-driven governance.